Our next item is change of zone number 1764, Coastal Club LLC.
This application was deferred at the April 9th meeting for further consideration.
And Commissioner, just to add to that, Mr. Johnson and I have had some discussions about how to present these motions. Again, it's ordinance number 1770 for the Coastal Club, and there were requests to modify conditions 1, 4, 13, and 17 of ordinance 1770. In a nutshell, those topics, I think all of them included eliminating part of the RPC overlay for a section of the property was where a wastewater treatment plant was going to go and now is no longer going to go. There needed to be clarification that the property or the project's no longer going to be served by Tidewater Utilities and now is going to be served by County Sewer. There was the issue of addressing whether sidewalks should be installed within the Jimtown community, whether streetlights should be installed within the Jimtown community. And then there were other issues like the fact that the bald eagle that was the cause of the 42-acre wildlife area that was to remain as open space that has now no longer nests there, whether that could be changed in its use as a result of the fact that the eagle's gone. Mr. Johnson and I talked about it, and I bring this up because it's a little bit unusual compared to how we do these applications. As you know, typically we get an application, and there's one recommendation that covers that application. Here, since there's so many different and, frankly, unrelated issues involved, he and I talked about it, and I advised that the best way to handle it is to do a separate motion for each topic. So I wanted to let you know that we're not going to, at least that I think the motions Mr. Johnson's going to make are not going to try to be all-encompassing. He's going to try to address each one individually so that there would be a separate motion, second, and vote on each one. That way, County Council has a clear understanding of what Planning and Zoning's recommendations are, as well as the community members and the developer and everybody else. So,
thank you.
And in this case, Mr. Chairman, I've prepared six separate motions, so bear with me. Hopefully my voice holds up.
If not, I'm sure we can find a suitable substitute.
I suspect you can. Might even be able to read it better than me. So I'll start with my first one. And again, copies of all these motions have been circulated to the commission members to aid in following my ramblings. Mr. Chairman, I move we recommend a modification of conditions number 4 and 17A of ordinance number 1770 regarding sewer provided to the Coastal Club project and Jimtown Road based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the original application contemplated sewer service by an on-site wastewater treatment and disposal system operated by a private utility. Two, since the time of approval, the sewer provider has changed so that the Coastal Club development will now be served as part of a Sussex County Sanitary Sewer District. As a result, condition number 4 of Ordinance 1770 should be modified to state the development will be served by Central Sewer as part of a Sussex County Sewer District. Three, the developer has also proposed revised language for condition number 17A regarding the means of providing wastewater treatment and disposal to properties along Jimtown Road now that county sewer service is available. The revisions proposed by the developer have been modified by the Sussex County Engineering Department for conformity with its sewer requirements. Four, there must be a time frame under which the developer is required to connect Jimtown properties to the Sussex County sewer system pursuant to the original condition 17A without cost to those property owners choosing to connect. This must be clarified in the modified condition 17A. Five, no property owner within Jimtown between Beaver Dam Road and the existing bridge at Gosley Creek should be required by Sussex County or the developer to connect to the county sewer system. But sewer is available for connection if they choose or if necessary. Six, is my recommendation that condition 17A be modified to state as follows, based upon the developer's request and the county engineering department's recommendations. A, sewer. At its sole cost and expense, developer will provide the properties of Jimtown with lateral and gravity connections to a Sussex County sewer district, whereby capacity is allocated in accordance with the Gosley Creek Planning Study. The Jimtown service area is described as those properties with frontage on Jimtown Road that are located between the existing bridge at Gosley Creek and the intersection of Beaver Dam Road. At its sole cost and expense, developer will complete construction of a sanitary sewer transmission system of sufficient size to convey this Jimtown sewerage through the Coastal Club sanitary sewer system to the Sussex County sewer system within 3 years of the commencement of construction on the Coastal Club site. Based upon the established date of construction commencement, May 23rd, 2014, the developer must complete the Jimtown transmission system by May 22, 2017. At its sole cost and expense, developer will engineer and construct a sanitary sewer collection system within Jimtown Road from the bridge to the intersection of Jimtown and Beaver Dam Roads and connect it to the Coastal Club transmission system. The home, lot, or parcel owners will not be responsible for any system connection charges if connected to the central sewer within 3 years from the date of substantial completion of the sewer system. The developer shall be responsible for paying the system connection charges for any existing home connecting during the three-year period. No home, lot, or parcel owners of Jimtown shall be required by Sussex County to hook up to the sewer system unless they choose to do so. Each resident of Jimtown that chooses to hook up to the Coastal Club sanitary sewer system, with such hookup being solely at the discretion of each individual property owner, will pay the user rates set by Sussex County.
I'm going to second that motion.
All right, then. All in favor of the motion as read into the record, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. All right, Mr. Johnson, next.
Next.